Welcome back to our third and final segment of Meet the Community here this morning, speaking with Dr. Elliot Rice, a dentist here in town, also a Mexico resident, grew up here in Mexico, lived here his whole life. Some of the organizations that you're involved with now and maybe some of the organizations you were involved in the past and growing up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so growing up, Key Club was obviously something I did, which kind of that all follows with Kiwanis. So Kiwanis, we're members of the Presbyterian Church here in Mexico, so I'm a deacon there. I'm on the Arthur Hills board, and Arthur Hills has a special place in my heart because that's where I learned how to play golf with my dad. Chick Seltzer, who has passed away, he used to say, "All right, you can bring Elliot out, but it needs to be early enough and we're not busy," because I had no idea what I was doing. And Chick used to give me free golf balls growing up on the range so I could practice it better, and it all worked out. But
he's a heck of a Texas Hold'em player, too.
Oh, yeah. Just trying to be involved in any organization that giving back to what helped me get to where I am. It's gotten to the point with the office getting a lot busy the last couple of years where not just my wife, but myself and my wife, we've told myself that I need to start saying no to some stuff. Because, you know, being a good dad and husband is a priority along with the quality of dentistry here. So I don't want to get spread too thin. I'm excited about wrestling again. I had MMA contact me about coaching, which I had to say no to the coaching part because that's a daily thing that the office can't allow. But then they offered volunteering to just come out and wrestle with guys and practice whenever I can. So whether that's once a month or twice a week, so whenever I get free time, I'll be able to be back there again. So that was the first time since Father told him, so that'll be fun. So,
yeah, work with some local athletes. That'll be very exciting. Some of the organizations you're involved with now, still Kiwanis?
Yeah, Kiwanis and Arthur Hills Board and then Deacon at my church.
Right yeah, now, so. Okay. Kiwanis Radio Days comes to mind.
Yeah. Yeah,
you've been on the radio. Were you on the radio back on KXCO whenever you were
growing up? I wasn't in it this year. I did it all the time with Key Club when I was growing up. Even just right now, this makes me nervous. I'm not the radio type of guy, so that's why I'm more on the Kiwanis barbecues than I am on Radio Days. Because I don't have the voice that you and Mike do, so...
But. Well, that is exciting. You know, are there any local boards that you may want to run for in the future?
Not at this time. It's a small town, so I've heard some rumors about certain things. Yeah.
That's where we'll leave it at.
Right now, with a 1 and 3 year old in the office and what I'm doing right now, it's pretty busy. So
you may change your mind in the future.
That's always possible. I never say never to anything, but
right.
That's how rumors start, too.
Those don't happen in small towns.
Yeah.
But, so we always end the interview with a wild card question.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so here's my question to you, because you know we both love Mexico and don't want to leave. But if we had to, or if you had to, where's one place that you would live at other than Mexico, Missouri?
So you know at weddings and bachelorette parties, how they play games and ask questions. They asked my wife that question at her bachelorette party. And they said, if Ellie could live anywhere in the world, where would he live other than Mexico? And she said, Mexico. So that's kind of where it stops with me. So
nice.
Sorry it's not an interesting answer, but it's what it is.
It's a good answer, I think. Well, I certainly appreciate you taking some time out with us today. I want to wish you the best of luck in the future and always enjoy talking with you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. Our guest this week, Dr. Elliot Rice on Meet the Community. We'll have another edition of Meet the Community next Saturday morning. That's going to come your way at 8 a.m. right here on AM 1340 KXEO.